here with you on today. And may heaven bless you. I see folks who are logging in and on the phone line from all around the world. Listen, we are doing a phenomenal job in getting this word out around the world, but I need you, family, to continue to post and repost this video on your Facebook page. Tell the world about it. Tell your friends to become my friends so they can pick up the video and get this morning inspirational vitamin. It will bless their lives. Let's start this day, as we always do, by giving God the best praise we can from wherever we are. Come on, let's bless him together. Father, you are awesome and you are mighty and you do all things well. God, we thank you for another opportunity to bless your name and to give you praise. God, we thank you for this gift called Wednesday, one we've never seen before and one we'll never see again. God, we know that this day is saturated with miracles for our lives. So we thank you in advance for what you're going to do, for what you've already done, and what you're doing right now. You are an incredible God. You are a merciful God, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. 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 God bless you, family. Let's go to the word of the Lord on this morning. I want to talk to warriors today. I want to talk to those who are in the struggle and in the conflict of getting to the next level and doing what God has commanded us to do. Second Samuel chapter 23, David has a list of warriors. And I want to share something with you. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8. The first warrior I want to talk to you about comes from this text. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among captains. The same was Adino, the Esnite. He lifted up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. This warrior that David is speaking of here in 2 Samuel was a young man who simply took a stick and went to battle. Sometimes you won't have all of the weapons that you think you need, but this young man, all he had was a stick. It was just a stick, but what he did, he took the time to take the stick and get one end of the stick sharp. Man, we are in a battle and we've got weapons, but what this gentleman did, he showed that he took the time to get what he had sharp for the battle. Family, you've got so much potential. You've got so much power, but now it's time to get sharp. This is what I believe, and this is what I know, that when God gives us a vision, many times, most of the times, all the times, preparation is involved. Sacrifice is involved. So even before the battle, long before the battle was happening, he was working on his craft. He was sharpening his stick. Why? Because if he was not sharp, what he was using in the battle would not have worked against his enemy. Family, it's not that you're not ready. It's not that you're not courageous. We've got to get our tool ready for the battle. You've got to get sharp. We've got to get stronger. And it said that he took this spear and he slew 800 men, and he did it at one time. I need you to hear this, that when you are sharp for the battle, you can defeat more than you ever thought you could defeat before. This number 800, it's loaded, y'all. 8 is the number of new beginning. Somebody on this call today is fighting for a new beginning. Get your weapon sharp. Get your word sharp. Get your praise sharp. Get your prayer life sharp. Why? Your family depends on it. Your livelihood depends on it. Your children depend on it. Your peace depends on it. You can't go into another battle with just a dull stick. You got to take what you have and get it sharp. How do you get it sharp? You got to take it and rub it against rough things. If you go through some rough things, you'll come out better and sharper than you've ever been before. Family, the battle is not yours. It belongs to God. But you've got to get sharp. There are enemies in your faith, and this warrior took something simple, all that he had, got it sharp, and God gave him not just victory, but gave him great victory. So take what you have. Use what you got to get what you want, but you got to get sharp and watch God do some incredible, awesome things in your life. Let's pray this morning. God, I thank you for those who are on this call. God, some are feeling like they're in a battle right now, doing everything they can. But God, they've heard this word that today, it's time for them to get their weapons sharp. How do we get these weapons sharp, God? We get our weapons sharp in prayer. We get our weapons sharp in praise. We get our weapons sharp in consecration. So, God, as we sharpen our tools for the battle, God, meet us on the battlefield. This verse here shows us, God, that we can do the incredible, even the impossible, and we can only do that with you. So, God, we are soldiers in the army. We're fighting now. We're fighting the pressures of the world, and we know that you will allow us to be victorious. God, we count it done now. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen, amen. Family, I'm so excited. Remember, all you got to do is take what you got and just get it sharp, and you will be victorious. I love you tonight. It's been an awesome morning. Don't forget, repost this video on your page, and victory is out. I got to go. You got to go. There's a great day waiting in front of you that's got miracles. So let's get out of here. Father, I thank you. You are awesome and mighty, and we bless your name. We got to go, y'all. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever be alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shall glory and amen. Family, I am praying for you today. Victory is in your hands. Take what you got and get it sharp. And watch God do incredible things. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Repost this video. Peace.